Relax and unwind, but stay informed. It's the Sunday Cafe with Mal Homer on Magic Talk.
21 past 10. September is Bee Awareness Month. The essential workers of the ecosystem, really, aren't they? So let's talk bees now with Karen Cook, Nature Bees, global consumer advocate / bee expert. Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mal. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. So what would first, let's talk about bees, what would happen to the world if the bees all disappeared?
Well, I mean, if you think about your local supermarket, you'd have like literally half of what you would see in the fruit and vegetable categories alone. The ramifications of us not having bees are just huge.
So what?
They actually pollinate, Mel, 91 crop species that pollinate 90% of the world. So when you think about that number, it's actually quite sobering if we didn't have bees.
Jeepers. What's the bee population like in New Zealand?
Well, that's a great question. We actually uniquely have a really flourishing bee population. We have about 880 registered beehives in New Zealand. So that's almost double the figure of 6 years ago. Doesn't mean we're sort of complacent about bee health, but generally speaking, we have a very good bee population in New Zealand.
So why is our population not declining? Because it is around the world, isn't it?
That's right. Well, we kind of nurture and foster bee populations in New Zealand. You know, we have incredible indigenous floral resources and indigenous forests, Mel. So, you know, bees are actually able to kind of flourish and pollinate real, you know, across a diverse range of plants. So, you know, we are quite unique in our sort of natural environment.
So when you talk about the registered bee beehives, is that for the ones that Nature Bee use or beehives in general?
That's just beehives in general. So, you know, New Zealand registered beekeepers and, you know, basically working with Apiculture New Zealand to run, you know, the best practice for beehives.
So there's also...
it's not so much a Nature Bee thing.
So there's a lot of people now who are using or who are putting beehives onto their properties, just one or two, or on rooftops in the city as well. So would they be included in that count, or would that be something maybe you might not register your backyard beehive?
Well, that's right. And I think that's where, you know, it can be a little bit contentious. It's a really good question that you ask, because backyard beekeeping has been a bit of an urban craze. So there's some sort of good things about that and some not so great things about that. Obviously, the back garden, I call them sort of like the back garden beekeeper. It's easy to do. All you need is a small space, right, and the right plants to attract bees. But if you have overcrowding, that's when bee health becomes problematic. And there are parts of New Zealand that has a lot of overcrowding. And so bees are unable to forage and fly the distances that they need to kind of pollinate across a diverse, you know, group of plants. And that's when bee health becomes compromised. They should be registered. Whether they are, I'm not sure. They should be.
That's really interesting.
Of course, if you are interested in beekeeping, it is interesting. And it's not very well regulated at the moment either. So I think that's an area for development, you know, here in New Zealand. but I would say that in general, you know, going and sort of becoming a member of your local beekeeping club, like Auckland Beekeepers Club, for example, and there's plenty in the South Island as well, you actually get across what best practice actually looks like.
Because you don't think about the bee health. You think you're doing a good thing by getting a beehive where you live, but you need to actually be thinking about the health of the bees as well. So with Nate...
That's right. And, you know... Yeah.
Keep going.
No, I was just going to say you're absolutely right. And bee health's a massive, you know, a massive issue for us in New Zealand, even though we do have flourishing bee populations. There's, you know, a lot of work being done, for example, to stamp out and prevent the varroa mite, which was here, you know, in 2000. So we're not immune, if you like, to bee health issues. And there's, you know, there's a lot of work being done to keep our hives healthy, because the cost of, you know, having varroa mite across our entire sector, you know, our apiculture industry is actually worth $5 billion to New Zealand. So the cost, if you say, you know, you had a varroa mite issue, would be huge, a big, big cost to us.
So we all know that Mānuka honey is obviously great for us, et cetera, but more and more people are talking about the benefits of bee pollen as well. What exactly is bee pollen?
Well, that's right. Bee pollen is a potent superfood. The bees collect the pollen they go from flower to flower, and the pollen is collected in the sac of the legs, the back of the legs, and it's carried to the hive, and the excess of the pollen kind of shakes off and goes into a drawer, which sits under it's in a tray underneath the hive, and the beekeeper has to faithfully return to the hive every couple of days. But pollen is just extremely potent mel. It's been around for forever, ancient civilizations. In fact, I say that actually, you know, we think about bees, they've been around for 130 million years, right? Wow. That was during the time of the dinosaurs. Yeah, and pollen's actually been around that long, and the benefits of pollen have been, you know, widely understood across ancient civilizations. What we find today is we have to do quite a bit of education and share that it is a natural tonic loaded with 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, and with powerful antioxidants, and it feeds every cell of your body. So during COVID, for example, we saw a massive uptick in you know, consumers wanting bee pollen to stay healthy, to feel more energised, to have better immune system in general. So, yep, fantastic stuff.
So when it's collected, I mean, how long does it take to collect a decent amount then? I'd say it'd be quite pricey, judging by the fact that the beekeepers have to keep going back to getting it.
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, you know, Manuka honey's been sort of the crown jewel here in New Zealand, but more and more beekeepers are turning to the collection of bee pollen. And it is considered a secondary business, but it's definitely becoming more and more prominent in beekeeping practice because, as I've just said, there's more and more demand now around bee pollen. And I think that's just due to education. But the collection, just going back to that question, the collection, it's really laborious, and that moisture and heat is an enemy to pollen. So the beekeeper has to go back, and it's multiple trips to actually sort of collect a good amount of pollen. So a beekeeper has to be, you know, set up for it, committed to kind of visiting the hives regularly. It is labour intensive, but it's good business. You know, we're a global company here at Nature Bee, so we actually export our pollen, and we sort of have, you know, good business in Australia. Mm. We've been looking after Kiwis here for over 20 years with bee pollen. So, and we also sell into America.
Is it very
pricey?
And
we tell that beautiful New Zealand story. No, it's not. It's actually like for about 65 cents a day, which is, I think, pretty good value. You can have a complete nutritional solution for as little as 65 cents a day. So no, it's not expensive.
Is this something that people can collect in their own backyards, or you need to be a professional to be getting your bee pollen?
You really need to be a professional because it's quite, you know, we talked about it being laborious. So with pollen, you have to collect the pollen, you have to dry the pollen for quite a period of time, right? Get all the moisture out of the pollen. Then it goes onto a conveyor belt and you have to hand clean, pluck out all the little bits, all the nature bits that have sort of fallen into the pollen. So it is pretty laborious. I can't see people wanting to, you know, pull out little bits of wings and things out of their pollen and be patient enough to dry it over a period of months.
Is it something that if people are looking at, obviously, alternative ways to earn income throughout lockdown, can people be looking at starting hives and getting on board with the pollen thing? I mean, what's involved?
I'd say probably not, because it's, like I said, it's quite an arduous process. So you need to have the right hive with the right pollen collection. It's a lattice that sort of sits over the hive. Look, it's very much beekeeping practice. Mm. It's really not a lay person's sort of activity, to be honest. So, and you know, you want to sort of be regularly collecting. You need a process where you can do dry storage and drying of pollen, then hand cleaning. Look, what we do, which is a little bit unique, Mel, because when pollen's collected, it's beautiful. It looks like little gold nuggets, little coloured balls, of beautiful marigold colours and golds and yellows. And, you know, when you actually sort of collect it, you have to hand clean it, as I said.
Jeepers.
But what we do at Nature Bee is we potentiate our pollen. So we actually disrupt the outer cell wall, because pollen's like a grain. It's got a really hard outer cell wall. So raw pollen, although, you know, it's good for you, by rupturing the cell wall, we bring the internal goodness out, and then it's more sort of readily bioavailable, and, you know, we get faster results with the benefits.
Oh, incredible.
So we actually potentiate our pollen, so when you have it, it doesn't look raw.
It doesn't look raw, but it does all the goodness stuff for you. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for your time today. Karen Cook, NatureBeast Global Consumer Advocate. Bee Awareness Month. That is what September is, and we need to be aware of our bees and making sure they are in good health. And it looks like there's another way that financially for this country, it could be quite a good thing. Bee pollen taking off in great leaps and bounds during the pandemic overseas as well.